This is Akashvani. A review of today's parliament proceedings read by Abhineet Shukla. First from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Sagar Kulkarni of PTI. The Lok Sabha today witnessed repeated adjournments following opposition protests on former Army Chief M.M. Naravane's unpublished book and BJP member Nishikant Dubey's remarks targeting the Nehru-Gandhi family. Trouble broke out when Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla called for the question hour at 11 a.m. when proceedings for the day began. Members from the Congress and other opposition parties were waving posters and banners claiming that leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi is not being allowed to speak in the Lok Sabha. Amid the protests, Birla said members should be allowed to ask questions and that everyone should respect the proceedings as well as maintain decorum in the House. One question and its supplementaries were taken up during the question hour that lasted for around 5 minutes. As the din continued, the Speaker adjourned the proceedings till 12 noon. When the House reassembled at noon, the Speaker allowed laying of parliamentary papers on the table and called Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to make a statement on the trade deal with the US. Goyal told the Lok Sabha that sensitive sectors like agriculture and dairy are completely protected in the India-US trade deal. He said that the US tariffs for Indian goods will be reduced to 18% from 50%. The tariff on India is among the lowest as compared to its competitor nations, Mr. Goyal said in the Lok Sabha. The minister said India has been successful in protecting the agricultural and dairy sectors. He said the deal will help promote initiatives like Make in India and Design in India and will make India self-reliant. The minister said that labor-intensive sectors will get a major boost in exports after the reduction in the tariffs to 18%. Mr. Goyal also said that the deal will open huge opportunities for skilled Indians and micro, small and medium enterprises, that is MSMEs. He said that both India and the US were working to complete the technical processes and the trade agreement will be announced soon. Ensuring energy security for Indians is the top priority of the government, Mr. Goyal said. The minister said, India needs goods from sectors like aviation and nuclear, and the US is a major player in these segments. The deal is in the national interest of India, he said. Amid vociferous protests from the opposition benches, Goyal also sought to underscore that both the sides have ensured that their respective interests in regard to the sensitive sectors of their economies have been safeguarded. The minister said that the complete contours of the deal will be announced as soon as the remaining technicalities are concluded. He said that after the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi visit to the United States in February last year, Bharat and America have been discussing a balanced and mutually beneficial bilateral deal. Keeping this in mind, interlocutors from both the sides engaged in serious discussions at various levels over the last year, Mr. Goyal said. During these discussions, the Indian side has been successful in safeguarding interests related to sensitive sectors, especially agriculture and dairy, he said. Mr. Goyal said that the American side too has similar sectors, which are sensitive from their point of view. Bilateral discussions held over the course of a year in multiple rounds enabled both the sides to successfully arrive at a trade deal related to several sectors, Mr. Goyal said. On the 2nd of February, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump spoke over the phone about several matters of bilateral and international importance, the minister said. After the phone call, Trump announced a reduction in tariffs for imports from India to 18%, he said. Mr. Goyal said that this deal will benefit India's exporters, especially those engaged in labor-intensive sectors. I want to repeat to this hallowed house that Bharat's priority, sensitivity in the fertilizer and agriculture sectors, has been kept in mind, he said. Throughout Goyal's statement, Congress members waved banners and posters featuring the former Army Chief and Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and shouted slogans, while Rahul Gandhi was seen flashing a book in the house. Amid the sloganeering, the Speaker urged the members to maintain dignity of the house and slammed the opposition members for displaying banners and posters. As the opposition members were unrelenting, the Speaker adjourned the proceedings till 2 p.m. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m., TDP MP Harish Balayogi resumed his address on the motion of thanks on the President's address. After Balayogi, Krishnan Prasad Tenneti, who was in the chair, called on Dubey to speak. Dubey said, while Rahul Gandhi wants to speak about an unpublished book, he has brought a series of books to expose the Gandhi family. As Mr. Dubey kept listing books and what they said about various members of the Gandhi family, Tenneti said he cannot allow this as the Speaker had already given a ruling disallowing all such comments. Tenneti cited Rule 349 to not make such remarks. Rule 349 bars members from reading from any book, newspaper or letter except in connection with the business of the House. As opposition members strongly protested and with Mr. Dubey unrelenting, Tenneti adjourned the House till 5 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was scheduled to reply to the debate on the motion of thanks on the President's address at 5 p.m. However, the Lok Sabha witnessed stormy scenes when it reconvened at 5 p.m. BJP member Sandhya Rai, who was in the chair, called BJP member P.P. Chaudhary to make his remarks on the motion of thanks on the President's address. Soon after Chaudhary started speaking, opposition members stormed into the well of the House, holding banners and raising slogans, demanding action against BJP member Nishikant Dubey. The Prime Minister was not present in the House, and the opposition members continued sloganeering near the Treasury benches. As the vociferous protests continued, the presiding officer adjourned the proceedings for the day. And now, a review of proceedings in Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today continued with the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address, with various speakers thanking the President for her address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal also made a statement on the India-US trade deal in Rajya Sabha. The minister said the Indian and US side will shortly hold further meetings and finalize details of the trade deal, which will be made public soon. Goyal told members that the agriculture and dairy sectors in India will remain completely protected in the trade deal with the United States. The minister said the pact will enhance India's export competitiveness in the American market. Several opposition MPs sought to raise clarifications but were not allowed by the chair. Opposition parties had been asking the government to make a statement in Parliament over the Indo-US trade deal, which was announced by US President Donald Trump on Monday, followed by a thank you message by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Goyal said that following the visit of Prime Minister Modi to the US in February 2025, India and the US have been engaged in regular discussions with the objective of concluding a balanced and mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. Given the significant and varied interests of the two sides, he said, it is natural that both the sides would want to ensure the best possible outcome while safeguarding critical and sensitive sectors in their respective economies. During the course of these negotiations, Goyal said, the Indian side was able to do this in particular by ensuring that the interests of our agriculture and dairy sectors were protected. The US side too has areas that are sensitive from its point of view, he noted. The minister said the agreement provides a significant competitive advantage to Indian exporters, particularly in labor-intensive sectors and manufacturing. He reiterated before the House that India's core sensitivities in food and agriculture have been fully safeguarded. Equally, the minister said, this partnership will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industry, enable access to advanced technologies and support India's vision to make in India for the world, design in India for the world and innovate in India for the world. The minister further said that the landmark framework agreement marks an important step in strengthening India-US relations and advancing our journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. It also reflects the strength of engagement between two of the largest democracies in the world, which are natural partners, working together for shared prosperity, he noted. Continuing the debate on the motion of thanks, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda said, India is making rapid strides towards achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat, and the President's address presented a roadmap for it. Taking a swipe, he said, the opposition has failed to build its credibility in 11 years and said a skill development program should be launched for them, free of cost, by the Skill Development Ministry. He also suggested that the opposition should learn from the BJP on how to protest when in the opposition. Mr. Nadda said the President's address reflects the Amrit Kaal and is a manifesto of the hopes of 150 crore people of the country. The President's address is not a report card, but presents a roadmap of Viksit Bharat, he said. Mr. Nadda said that the government has ushered in an era of reform, perform and transform, taking India forward from the era of policy paralysis and scandal-ridden governance earlier. The minister outlined various reforms undertaken by the government and talked about the massive shift in external security stance while referring to Operation Sindoor and other military strikes against Pakistan. He said today's India stands with a new normal, which is that it will not buckle under any nuclear blackmail by the neighboring country and terrorists will be dealt with a stern hand. He referred to Operation Sindoor against Pakistan and how India destroyed terror camps and infrastructure inside Pakistan. Mr. Nadda cited the surgical strikes carried out by Indian armed forces in the aftermath of the Uri terror attack and Balakot strikes after Pulwama terror attack. He observed that President Draupadi Murmu's address was inspiring and reflected foresightedness. Nadda said that the president's address is a powerful reflection of India's developmental journey. She has spoken about a mix of our ancient cultural heritage and also regarding our roadmap to Viksit Bharat 2047 and the aspirations of 150 crore Indians. He mentioned the decisive leadership under Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the transformation witnessed by the nation. We have come a long way from Fragile 5, now we are the fastest growing major economy, he noted. Mr. Nadda said, from being an import dependent country, India today is moving forward towards being a self-reliant nation. Quoting Prime Minister Modi, he said, in 2026, the government is moving forward after laying the foundation of a robust economy and making the country resilient. In the next 25 years, we have to accelerate the foundation and achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, he said. The way we are making rapid strides towards 2047, now we have moved from status quo to high-speed trajectory, he claimed, as he cited several examples towards this, including the GST implementation, ushering in transparency and reforms in the tax regime. On the India-US trade deal, Mr. Nadda said, he had clearly stated yesterday that the government is ready to discuss all the matters and will respond through a statement. The BJP leader said, Piyush Goyal was in Mumbai yesterday and was unwell, but despite that he came to Delhi and wanted to make a statement in the Lok Sabha, but the house did not function. Leader of opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge claimed that the India-US trade deal will hurt the interest of Indian farmers and the government wants to destroy the country's agriculture sector. Participating in the discussion, the Congress president said it is an insult to Indian Parliament that parliamentarians got to know about the deal when it was in session from US President Donald Trump and not the government. Quoting US Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, Kharge said the trade deal will help the US export farm products to India's massive markets, lifting prices and pumping cash into rural America. Asserting that the deal will hurt the interest of Indian farmers, he alleged that the government wants to destroy Indian agriculture sector. American imports will come at zero tariff and Indian exports will be imposed 18% tariff, he lamented. Participating in the discussion, Makkal Nidhi Maiyam, MNM chief Kamal Hassan raised imminent concern over forthcoming election in Tamil Nadu and in the wake of the ongoing special intensive revision, that is SIR, of electoral rolls. Making his maiden speech, he said, people want to cast vote and commissions are determining their right to vote. Several members raised issues of public importance during the zero hour. Rajya Sabha BJP member Samik Bhattacharya launched a scathing attack on the TMC-led West Bengal government, accusing it of not implementing several central social welfare schemes, including Ayushman Bharat, due to vendetta politics. Bhattacharya alleged that poor and marginalized people of West Bengal are deprived of the benefits due to vendetta politics being carried out by the TMC government. DMK MP from Tamil Nadu, Tiruchi Siva, highlighted the plight of fishermen captured by the Sri Lankan Navy. He said that hundreds of fishing boats are currently in the custody of the Sri Lankan Navy, causing severe livelihood issues for the fishermen. Congress MP from Karnataka, Sayyid Nasir Hussain, said that gram panchayats in his state are facing financial crisis due to the non-release of funds by the union government. BJP MP from Bihar, Dharmshila Gupta, demanded that the Maithili language be granted classical language status. BJD member from Odisha, Subhashish Khuntia, sought government intervention over the poor condition of safety and security in and around the Jagannath Temple in Puri. Kerala's J.B. Mathur Hisham of the Congress Party demanded the setting up of an All India Medical Institute in the state. J&K National Conference MP Sajjad Ahmed Kichlu from Jammu and Kashmir said, the Chenab Valley is an accident-prone area with hilly and difficult terrain where frequent road accidents occur. Aam Aadmi Party leader Raghav Chadha raised concern in Rajya Sabha on the sale of adulterated food products across the country and urged the government to strengthen Food Safety Regulator FSSAI. Congress member Akhilesh Prasad Singh raised concerns on the misuse of deepfakes and artificial intelligence in spreading misinformation and facilitating crimes, calling for changes in laws to curb cybercrimes. And that's all in today's Parliament Review.